I'm never using oil paint again, okay? It's just such a pain to use. It even has the word pain in its name. Look, okay, just because you're my muse doesn't mean you get to choose whatever medium I use, okay? Well, as much as I want to stay like this forever with you nuzzling my neck and scratching behind my ear and stroking your hair and me rubbing your back. You're gonna have to get home soon. I'll drive you. How does that sound? Hey, what's the matter? I mean, you just helped me tighter and buried yourself deeper into my neck. Is something wrong? Well, yeah, this couch is really comfortable, but I know that's not it. What's going on? Hey, honey, it's okay. You can tell me. No, it's not dumb. And it's not petty. Nothing you say will ever be dumb or petty or insignificant. Come on. Tell me, please. I want to hear it. Babe, I can't hear you. You're gonna have to remove your face from my neck. You don't want to go home? Why? Babe, is something up? Are your parents fighting again? Are your parents mad at you again? Oh, hey, baby, it's okay. Oh, honey, you can cry, it's okay. Come here, let me hug you. Oh, lie on my chest, baby, come on. Hey, it's okay. Just let it all out. It's okay. It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're feeling like this. I'm sorry you're feeling so bad and things are so bad that you can't even bear the thought of going home. It's okay, baby. You can cry. Take your time, take your time. It's okay. I'm here. I'm here. Can you tell me what happened? Why don't you want to go home? Oh no. Easy, easy. Just go slow. Don't rush. I'm listening. Yeah, Oh dear. And then? Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, babe. Oh, come here. Come here. Let me kiss you. I'm sorry that happened. And I'm sorry it's still happening. No. Baby, stop saying that. You're not being petty and dramatic. You're not being ungrateful. And you're not being a horrible child just because you'd rather stay here with me or stay anywhere else than go home. No, you're not. You're affected because whatever is happening concerns you. You're sad because you feel things deeply, maybe too deeply. You're mad because you feel like you can't do anything, but most of all, you feel all these things because you care. You care because they're your family. They love you, baby. They do. I can see it every time. Yeah, I can. I can see that you make them happy and proud. You also make them worried and concerned. Disappointed? No. Baby, they could never be disappointed in you. I think your family's just as prickly as you. No. No, baby, listen. I think they have some trouble expressing their love and concern. They want so many things for you, but they don't know how to show it properly. They love you too much that they want to keep you close. So, they have trouble letting go. They're, you know, our parents don't always have their shit together. Yeah, they're frustrating, but they're your parents. And they love you. They always will. Without a doubt. And I love you. And when things get too unbearable, when you can't handle it, when you feel like you're suffocating, I'll be here, okay? I'll always be here. When you don't feel strong and you feel alone, I'll carry you. I'll be your fresh air. I'll be your safe space. I'll be your confidant and your friend, and I'll help put things into perspective. And I'll give you kisses. Yes, loads. As much as you want. I love you, babe. You know that, right? Good. You know what? Let's prolong the moment. I'll walk you home. I don't want to let you go just yet. Does that sound good? Yeah, I thought you'd love that. Come on, get your jacket. Let's get you home, sweetheart.